a reader. To the editor, regarding Howard Glassman's comments on Lick the President's inclusion in the live at the QE2 compilation, Glassman, if you'd gotten off your lazy ass and humped down any number of open mics at the QE2 last winter, you would have seen the genesis of Lick the President right there on stage. It actually did set foot on the QE2 stage at some time in the past, contrary to your ill-informed diatribe of stupidity, underlined, regarding the Lick, capitalized. Also, what bands would you have liked to have chosen? How about your own lame-ass, still rock experience known as the Dugans? Ha! I'll let Option Magazine have the honor of describing this, quote, band, unquote. The worst offender is lead vocalist, underlined, capitalized, Howard Glassman, whose semi-tuneful voice is simply becomes the most obnoxious of a great number of irritants, underlined, capitalized. Sour grapes, Howie. I understand the Rocker magazine was equally disgusted. Innerspace has become a disappointing blend of self-promotional, egocentric, boredom, and lazy writing. In this last year, gone are the days of Howard Gonzo Glassman. Here are the days of Howard. I can be Kevin Byrne too, Glassman. Content with listing of his favorite upcoming concerts and releases. I really dug the Bogies plug last time, Mr. Promoter. And get what a coincidence. Three of your March Madness selections were at the same club. Back to the capitalized Lick. Glassman dismisses the inclusion without telling the reader anything about why that is. If you think it's ridiculous, Glassman, well, you can at least tell the remaining readers service and tell them why. Criticism by dismissal indicates how far your head is shoved up your ass and chicken rock and roll writing is informing. Hang it up. Signed, T. Vomit of the Lick. To which Howard Glassman responds, listen, shit eyes. It's the water, we're swimming in the water, we're the band in the land, and we're swimming in the water, not eating the wafer, not singing with Rafer, we're in the band, and we're walking in the water, we're rocking in the water, we're the band in the land, and we're rocking in the water, we're rocking in the water, band. Here at EDO, we are asked a very great many questions about various numbers of things, not including the what actually happened at the end of Death in Venice. But that's another story entirely, see? What we're really getting at here tonight, the issue we're really dealing with is accountability in rock and roll. Do you really believe what you're doing? Do you honestly believe that, see, we are of the persuasion that 999 out of 1,000 bands just bite the big weenus. I mean, it's nothing personal, we're not aiming barbs at anyone. We just really think that most people out there should take an honest to God, they should say to themselves, ask themselves the fateful question, why am I doing what I'm doing? And if you can't come up with a good answer, a goddamn good answer, then you should just hang it up, man. I mean, some people have just been, I mean, I'm not pointing fingers, man, but I've seen some people on stage who just, I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't be on stage, but they should ask themselves the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? It's a legitimate question, and if you can't come up with a legitimate answer, well, the world needs better plumbers, man. Better to be a good plumber than a weenus rock and roller. And while we're on the issue, I'd like to ask a question. You know, I'd like to know, whatever happened to Dr. Ruth? Man, that felt so good, I'm gonna ask it again. Whatever happened to Dr. Ruth?